I'll smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Good morning, all you hick guys and gals.
Welcome to Tales from the Hicks. Who have we got?
Hey, I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
All right. Chad.
And I'm Nathan.
I can be Nate. I always forget myself. I'll be Nate.
Good job.
Way to go. We've only been doing this for how long?
Yeah. He forgot his name.
18 episodes. No big deal.
2 weeks. 2 weeks in a row, I think I've done that. Chad, what's happening outside?
It's sunny. 85 degrees.
Yeah. Fucking hot.
6 mph. And the air is super thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's muggy as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, some say you could cut it with a knife.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I got my ass up early and cut the lawn. So that
it, what's before, early? Before what, it got too hot. Early what?
11:30.
Now. Yep.
I was going to say, I got up at 10, so it probably...
Oh, my God.
It's probably 10:30. I was out cutting the grass already.
Definitely up early.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
The sun was already up. It's crazy.
Yeah, jeez. It beautiful morning.
Who would have thunk?
I suppose your neighbors are a little upset because you cut so early.
No. Actually, the one across the street and the one across the street that way, were all three of us were, it was like same synchronized time. Mowing. It was cute.
Huh. Mm. Is it an Olympic sport?
It should be.
Mm. Well, everything else seems to be.
Yeah.
I see a guy just a little ways down the road. He cut his real short.
Oh, see, he likes to burn it.
Then. Yeah, he's going to burn it.
That's usually my go-to method, absolutely. Just burn the fuck out of it and you're done.
Yep, hang the mower up for the year.
Yep. Drop the deck down as low as she'll go and let the dust fly and then just looks nice. Good.
Well, that's good.
Hmm.
The putting green out there.
Mm-hmm. Huh. NFA.
Ben, what'd you do this week?
What did we do this week? yesterday, for Father's Day, the wife had rented a pontoon for the day.
That was last month.
Yeah,
pretty sure I missed it.
She gave it to me for Father's Day or whatever. Told me that she had rented it, and then we just picked a weekend. And so yesterday was the day we had picked. So we had a pontoon rented for Taner Lake in Menominee.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out there and spent a good chunk of the day. It rained off and on a couple times, and we had to dodge a couple storms, but it was fun. Yeah, cruised around the lake, did a little fishing, and yeah.
Cool.
It was cool.
Awesome.
That was about it.
Nothing wrong with that.
And you woke up feeling like $1 million today.
$10 million.
$10 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, super smooth.
Wow. Big spender.
Thought you were feeling sore or something today.
Yeah, it's overrated.
Chad, tell me.
I went to a baseball game.
Oh.
Over here at the Haleywood Ballpark.
Yankees?
Yep. Tanner.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Tanner and his team.
Yeah. The one of two games that I've missed this season, and you were there.
I was.
Oh, there was a lot of people there.
Was there GF there?
I did not see her. Oh. I only stayed five innings because it seemed to be very warm at work on Thursday, and then on top of it, it was really warm at the game. But I did get to sit in some shade. But I only stayed five innings. They seemed to handle themselves, them first five innings, real well. So did it actually go nine innings or no?
No.
No, I didn't expect it to. Because it was when I left, I think it was 13-2.
Yeah.
Tanner's team run-ruled the other team?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I think it, whatever, fifth inning or sixth inning or something like that.
Must have been maybe, because I left in the fifth, right at the end of the fifth.
Yeah, so it was right, after. Maybe it was the seventh, I don't remember, but.
They must be pretty good this year. I think they've only lost like one or two games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And the rest of them, when they do win, they basically run
crush them.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Dang.
So I did that, and then went to the fair
Luda
Friday and seen Luda.
Nice.
Short concert, but you know, it was still fun. We had 13 or 14 of us that went.
I saw you guys said you had you guys wait in line for a long time.
We did. Yeah, the group, when we got there, there was a line to get into the fair, and then a line to get into the actual stadium area. So a couple of us left that line, went to the beer line, and then also had to get in another line for an armband. So there was a lot of lines to start the night out, but overall it was well
worth
it.
And not the good kind of lines.
No.
Not the ones on the table.
No, it was the lines you stand in and sweat. But we washed the sweat away with some cold beverages. So that was fun. And then yesterday made up for golf league. And today had a family picnic grill out at the my aunt and uncle up at the lake in Chautauqua, and now we're here.
It's good to hear you made it. Good to hear you made it up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know the last family, the big family get-together to make it, you weren't
there was
able
a lot
to.
Of, see, still a lot of things that day.
Priorities.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there was a lot of things still that day that just didn't make it.
How was Luda? Was it good?
I thought it was good, short, yes.
How long was it?
57 minutes.
Yeah, I heard 57
really?
Minutes.
Really? That's right. It?
It yep. was, I said an hour, but somebody had said that it was 57 minutes.
Yeah, from the time Sheesh. He come on the stage to the time he left. And the DJ did a lot of the work, well, I think. Yeah. But
I mean, did he basically just do his hits and that was it?
Not full hits.
No.
Well,
he didn't even sing the whole songs?
No. So he did
rap, whatever you want to say.
He did, because I think he does a lot of collaborations where he,
yeah.
like, joins on or featuring.
Yeah, whatever. Like with the one with Usher. And, yep. Yeah, for yep. sure.
So I think what he did was just sang his verse of those songs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then maybe the chorus or something, and then yep. went on to the next one. But
okay.
I actually have the set list saved.
I was going to ask you, where'd you get that? You walked up there, didn't you?
Just
Yeah.
He's a DJ. He's got connections.
Well, I'm sure him and the DJ hooked up.
Yeah, let's see. Video intro. Southern Fried, Welcome to Atlanta, number one spot. Act a Fool, Southern Hospitality. Area codes. Ho.
715.
Splash, Waterfalls, Holiday Inn. Minuteman, Growing Pains, Split Crowd. Oh, that was where...
and then he did... Left and right of the stage.
Teo Cruz. He sang, Baby... Baby, yep, he did, baby, yep.
Bieber was on the big screen.
Yep. Glamorous, Moneymaker, Pimpin' All Over the World, Fantasy, Roll Out, Sierra O, Infamous, I don't know, Stand Up, How Low, My Chick Bad, All I Do Is Win, 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 and Move, Bitch.
Yep.
And then Get Back.
He was on Khaled's? I didn't know he was on that. That's a DJ Khaled, right? All I Do Is Win.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But he also did... Did he do Jump Around?
Well, that was like after...
After the DJ was just
doing
his thing?
Was it after or just before? But that was... I don't think he was on stage. He wasn't singing.
Oh, he wasn't on the stage? Okay,
no.
It was just the DJ doing...
Yep. That was like pretty cool. Intro stuff or outro. Yeah. Like.
But overall, yeah. I mean, it was a short... You know, but to me, that kind of artist is not... It's not you're not going to go there and hear 12 to 15 straight songs. I mean, that's not that type of music in my mind. I didn't have expectations either way. I was just excited to see him just because
yep.
kind of always wanted
when
to.
When I think that's part of it is that it's rather than being like an entertaining show or a whatever kind of music thing, it's more of just the I got to see Luda.
Yeah, yep, know? Exactly. They felt... felt the need that they had to have metal detectors, kind of like brief TSA. You had to empty your pockets and walk through a metal detector.
Really?
Yeah.
For the concert or the
concert.
Fair?
For the concert.
Just the concert, yeah.
But I think they had that for
all of them.
Lee Bryce, too. Yep.
Who's that?
Lee Bryce, country singer.
Okay. Yeah. He was there Thursday.
Thursday night. Yeah. He's no Gary Allen, but...
I've never heard of him either, so I thought maybe... Gary opened for him since I've never heard of either of them.
Jason, what'd you do?
Yeah. He opened up
We're just going to bypass that?
The Glenlock Bar. Gary did.
We're
Gary
bypassing did? This segment. Yeah. We're going on to what Jason did. It's his turn now, guys. We're
coming to you live from the Glenlock Bar.
That's closed down.
Here to rock down happy hour, Gary Allen. Let's go.
Cut.
But yeah, that's what I did. So
who?
To you.
Jason, what'd you do?
I also went to a ball game on Thursday night. And then...
Whose ball game?
Tanner's.
Oh, okay.
My son's ball game. Yep. They took care of business. And his G-friend was there.
She was?
Yeah, she was sitting around the corner in the front.
I even looked. All I seen was... Karen, Dan, two empty chairs.
Oh, maybe she wasn't. Yeah, I think
and
you're
then
right.
In front of me were my parents, and then me, and then Lacey and Don. And
Bruce and Colleen.
Bruce and Colleen.
Yeah,
that's all I seen.
Oh yeah, maybe she. Oh, maybe she had to work. Yeah, she did have to work.
Where'd she work at?
KFC.
Really?
Yeah. Chicken.
Extra crispy. Finger licking good.
Mm-hmm. Tanner's got himself a sugar mama. Mm-hmm. Get the job, paying the bills. Oh, Tanner plays video games.
He does.
There we go.
Athlete.
Actually, he went to church this morning.
Yeah. Damn it, Tanner.
She came and picked him up, oh, I don't know, 10 maybe?
Church.
Yep, and then.
Yep.
We went to the fair.
You did?
Last night.
Wow.
Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Did you go to Charlie?
No, we didn't go to Charlie. Nope.
Well, and as you can tell, since Charlie has been here and gone, we did not get approval to have him on the show.
So, God damn it.
Along with Uncle Si. So.
Wow.
Charlie Daniels, I'm assuming?
Charlie Behrens.
Charlie Daniels would be cool.
Charlie Daniels is dead.
No, he's not.
He most certainly is.
Is he?
Is he? When did he die?
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't know that. Anyway,
Behrens was at the fair? Charlie Behrens?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yesterday. Oh. Yeah, so we went up there. We got there maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock or something, and we left around...
July 6,
2020.
Four years ago. I didn't
almost
know
almost exactly four. Well,
yeah, just over four years and a week.
I didn't know that.
8 days.
R.I.P. Oh, yeah. T's and P's.
So it would have been pretty bad. Weird if you'd have been here. Okay.
Yeah, so we went up there and did that, got the kids the armbands, and then Lacey and I just walked around the fair. And the funny thing is, we didn't know anybody. There was hardly anybody there, but we ended up with knowing five people total.
Huh.
So then you did, in fact, know somebody.
Yeah, five people. But sure. Out of everybody that was there.
Well, you said there wasn't very many people there.
There wasn't. I don't know. 1,000 or so.
Did you eat any fair food?
We did. We went to the Optimist Club.
Oh, okay. So.
Local. Keep it local.
Yeah, keep it local. Right.
I heard there was some drama at the fair this year with them wanting to make more money and people pulling out. And
they definitely did make more money. All of them now are 17%.
Yeah, that's why I heard the
17. I thought I heard 18.
The article I read was 17.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well. 17.
Okay.
The one 4-H club, I think, that's always in like the same spot. Yeah, has been there.
The white building
since the beginning.
As long as I can remember, they said CEO don't want to be there because they're not. That's cutting into. I mean. That's a good cause, right? Yeah, it's for the fucking kids,
right. Yep. Yep.
And you got to suck 17% out of them.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But
well, then the Andersons wasn't even there.
But I thought that was something else. I don't think that was...
I think there's two sides to that story from what I read as well. Same article that...
well, they say there's three sides to every story. The one person, the other person, and then the truth.
Oh, okay.
So,
see?
Yeah.
That would be one of them, so...
Yeah.
All I had seen online, and I mean, this is Facebook, so whatever it's worth, you know, but...
Gotta be true.
It was just that supposedly whoever runs the fair and the guy from Anderson's, there was some sort of pissing match about
who was responsible for wastewater.
Yeah, the gray water and
I don't know,
cleanliness or something. But
I think they still did all right though with their store in town, because I think a lot of people still ended up going there.
Yeah,
you can get the same stuff that they would have had at the fair, but for probably half the price.
And
then when we were there, my wife said, why don't we go on a helicopter ride?
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
And if you guys don't know, I am deathly scared of heights.
Oh, okay. So you were all for it.
So that was a good idea then.
So, hopped right on. He hopped to it.
I didn't hop right on. So we had to wait in line probably 15, 20 minutes or so, and... Every time that fucking thing came back, I'm like, oh my God, it's getting closer. It's getting closer. And finally it was our turn. And you go through the fence and you sit on a chair. And then it was our turn after he took off. I'm like, fuck, we're next. I mean, when he comes back, we're going on, you know. But
it's probably the last time I'll be touching the earth alive.
Mm-hmm. But I did it, so.
How was it?
I was nervous, like. Pretty much the whole time. It wasn't that bad. I mean, once we got up, because when he took off, he went, like, right to Parkview. I mean, he had a... because we started going tipping it, and then he had to fucking bring her up right over. I'm like, I thought he was going to hit the school. You know, I'm like, oh, shit. But he took her up, and he tipped her, and you could see the whole fair on the left because where Lacey was sitting was in the front, and there's no doors on it.
Oh, you guys didn't sit side by side?
Nope, because there was the pilot and Lacey and then me, and then there could have been another person here.
Oh.
But, nope. So we got up, and I'm sitting there with my phone, and I didn't want to move, you know. I didn't, and I'm just taking pictures and looking forward and trying to
take pictures. You know how to take pictures on your new phone already?
Right on. Oh, and wow. I got a new phone.
Impressive. Oh, yeah. You must have had a good mentor.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, I don't know how to work it.
He can't show you the pictures, but God damn it, I know I took...
Maybe I didn't even take pictures. I don't know.
Check this black screen out. Oh, shit.
Hey, that's
the line. It was dark when I was on the helicopter.
That's lining girls. No, yeah, he pretty much went up over the fair, and we went out by, like, St. Joe's and came around, and Seymour Cray, he fucking banked her pretty tight, and he went right over top of the water skimming, you know, but... And they came up by the golf course there and just ran around the East Hill and back. So it was maybe 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, I think their ad says 7. But
yeah.
How much was it for the ride?
It was $60 a person.
Okay. So $60 per person?
$60 per person.
Okay.
Yep. So we did it, and I'm kind of glad we did it. You know, I'm looking back now. I'm glad I did, but, you know, I wasn't expecting the win turbulence up there, you know, but in it, because it felt like I was doing drifting when you're up there, because it you could feel it. Yep. Like and you could see that he was like drifting, and I didn't care for that. So not only did you have like the side to side motion, you had the up and down for the current, so you'd drop and or you'd raise, you know, and stuff. But he was from Colfax, so
nice.
Was your seat wet when you got out?
It was brown in color, stained. Yep. It was full of shit.
No bucket necessary.
No, my pants were full of shit when I before I got on, and they were plumb full after I got off. But and then the one dude who was on the ground, he's like, "Well, you're gonna like it. If you're not smiling when you get out, we'll have to take another trip." I go, "The fuck we are." That's what I told him before we went. I was nervous, but. Yeah, he came back, and then he kind of flies back over the fair, and then he's over by, like, the Y, and he just, like, hits the brakes, and we tip backwards in the helicopter, and he makes the corner and comes down, and, yeah, I mean, Lacey liked it, but I was kind of nervous, you know, but, yeah. I mean, I've never done it, so
oh, right.
Maybe the next, I didn't know what to expect, you know, but it's kind of like a roller coaster, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? Hmm. But, yeah, I'll show you pictures later.
Sure. I'd feel safer in the helicopter than probably on some of the rides, though.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah. To be honest.
It's probably maintained a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
Right. But
yeah.
I was talking to a guy at work, and he said that guy from Colfax, he has friends that live directly across from that guy. So they'll go over to the helicopter guy's house, and he'll take them up for rides and shit, you know, whenever. So.
Hmm.
Yeah. The wife has always wanted to go up in a hot air balloon,
and I do too. Said
fuck no.
I think it'd be awesome.
No. Yeah, I'm parachute.
My big ass is not going hundreds or thousands of feet up in the air in a motherfucking wicker basket. Be
nice and quiet, though.
Nope. No way, no how.
Bring some wine up there.
Oh my god, you guys
be some wine, all right?
Champagne.
Yeah, negative.
Yeah, I want to go. I always want to
be romantic.
Go over to, I think it's Hudson. They have a great big air balloon show.
Oh, Dave, who's been on the show here, he's done multiple hot air balloon rides. Yeah, he said it's really cool.
Cool story. I enjoyed the. I did the helicopter once.
Go for it.
Probably
did you at the fair?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
My dad and I believe it was Scott Schimino or Scott Schindler.
Oh, Scott Schindler.
Yeah, I believe we went up, and that's when we lived across the street. So
yeah.
But they used to. I don't know if they still do. They would ask you. Did they ask you which way you wanted to go?
Nope.
No? See, I want to say years and years ago, they would ask you if you want to go to the north or to the south.
Oh.
Like, because I'm sure a lot of people from Eau Claire. But I'm pretty sure they told us they gave us the option. But
Well, he didn't obviously go very far from the fairgrounds over to St. Joe's and
right
Timber Terrace and just the East Hill. I mean, it's not that far.
So you're not going to buy one, is what you're getting at?
No, I'm probably not going to buy one. I'm probably not going to go in one for a while. I mean, I did it, you know, so.
Just think how much faster you get to the cabin.
Lacey thought I was going to pass out.
Really?
Yeah. I don't blame you. I'm not a big fan of heights.
I don't like the heights. And then especially like when you're moving like that. I didn't care, you know, because he had her tipped. So, I mean, you could fucking see out that window pretty well, you know, but.
We did. We went parasailing when I was in Mexico for our honeymoon, and that was not fun.
No?
No.
See, that's not on my bucket list, but when we were just on vacation, my son wanted to do it. My daughter wanted to, then said no. So I didn't want Landon to go alone. So this other guy that was on vacation with us, he kind of volunteered, got asked if he would do it, and he was all for it.
Yeah.
That guy.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we had three goddamn bad. Well, the weather was perfect, but the water and the winds were
choppy.
Too high, so they couldn't go.
See, we went off the beach.
Well, that's what we would have been. I think.
Yeah, they had a boat, but we stood on the beach and
Oh, well, first, so you would have went off a boat.
I mean,
a big platform boat.
Yeah, no, I was standing on the beach and you have to start sprinting and then you get sucked up into the air. Yes.
See, I think I would rather do that than you're just on a boat and all of a sudden just the rope just keeps going.
Yeah,
going,
no, going. You're standing there and the boat takes off and you've got a little Mexican dude here who tells you what to do, except you don't speak a fucking bit of English. So all I really got is if I pull on this side, I go left, and if I pull on this side, I go right. And they give me hand signals to do whatever, left or right, if I need to steer. But I probably won't ever have to need to steer, so don't even worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
I get strapped into this harness, which definitely is not made for a boy my size. And you're supposed to sit in the harness, right? So you're sitting, like, so it's super comfortable. Except now when you're as big as I am, you're dangling there like a monkey fucking a football, and your nuts are getting crushed right up into your fucking esophagus the entire time. As small as they were, you wouldn't think that could happen, but it did.
Yeah.
The boat takes off, and he tells you yee-haw, and I start fucking running, and off into the air, you get sucked, and you go 1,000 feet in the air,
because
the rope is 333 meters long, so that's 999 feet. And you're up there, and it's quiet and peaceful, and I know that I'm only seconds from death the entire time.
Well, you got water underneath you.
That's the only reason I did it, is because it was over water.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I believe that there's a chance I'll survive. I know, realistically, I know there's not. Oh, if I hit the water from 1,000 feet up, I'm fucking dead, right? Oh, but
And even if you do survive, then you got to dodge the sharks.
I'm a good swimmer, so I ain't scared about that.
Yeah, he is a good swimmer. He tried that at Lake Wasoda when we got stuck. Do you remember that when we did that? We were tubing by the Rod and Gun Club.
Yep.
And then for whatever reason, I put the anchors down. I don't know why the fuck we put anchors down.
Oh, yeah, and it got stuck.
And it got stuck. So Ben's like, well, I'm going to go swim down there and see. And I'll just take the rope and I'll pull myself down and I'll see why it's stuck. Because I couldn't get it out.
Well, that makes sense.
I just kept on cranking and cranking in front of the boat. Yep. Just kept on going down and down. Now. He fucking jumps in the water and he starts pulling himself down in the water. It's like 40 feet deep, you know.
I didn't make it all the way.
He comes back up about 2.5 seconds later. Yeah, it's cold down there.
It's probably hooked on a silo ladder or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. And then I finally just started up the motor. I'm like, well, fuck it. It's just an anchor. If it, whatever breaks, it breaks, you know. And I just pulled it, went real slow, and it pulled it loose. So I'm guessing it was like a rock or a log or something on a tree or something.
But I know I swim good and I float, so I'm never worried about
the water.
All you got to do is flip me over on my back, and I'll be good, even if I'm passed out.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Good to know.
Yep. But, we cruise around out there, and they bring you and kind of steer you, so you're going to come back into shore and make your landing. Excuse me. And as I'm up in the air, I'm hanging on. I mean, I got a fucking death grip. If the grip was around somebody's neck, they'd have been choked out in about 5 seconds. I was squeezing so hard. And then I looked and I realized my hands were squeezed like one centimeter away from the clasp that unhooks the parachute from my harness. Not that I could undo it, right? Like, it's I'm carabinered in, and I would have to lift my body weight to get it up out of the clip, right? But still, that made my butthole pucker up even more, thinking I could accidentally unclasp it. But so I cruise around, and I'm, okay, coming in for a landing, and I see, you know, El Guapo on shore there, and he starts motioning for to do my left hand. So I think it's because I was so scared, right? I cranked on the left as hard as I could, and that shot me directly into a hut. And I was like, I was about 4 seconds away from crashing into this hut, and all I hear is, "No, no, no, senor, senor, senor!" And he starts giving me the signal for right hand, you know. So I crank on the freaking right, and back to the right I go away from the hut. And yeah, it was cool, and I'm glad I did it. I can say that I did it. Yeah. But I did not enjoy it anywhere near as much as the rest of our crew that went. My wife absolutely loved it. I did not. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I'm glad I did it.
Same. Yeah.
It's just going to be a while before I do it again.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Well, fair comes around once a year.
That's true.
It's going to be a while before I do it again. But we did. It was just her and I. So, I mean, the kids were out somewhere out in the circus out there.
Yeah.
We don't get to do shit together, you know, so we just did it, you know, and fuck it, yeah, let's go do it, so we did. And
well, your kids are now at the age where you can, you know, you guys can just go.
I know, that is the weirdest thing, we were talking about that. So it was just her and I eating at the Optimist Club. Well, she ate a hot dog and whatever, cheese curds, and we're like, this is weird.
She eat the hot dog like this.
Yeah. And
did she go, hot tour?
She did. I'm not fucking shitting you. We had to pick up one of Kaylee's friends.
Oh, this story took a twist.
So yeah, we pulled in the driveway, and I was taking a drink of water, and she goes, hot tour. And then fucking water, boom. She goes, you're an idiot. I'm like, you're an idiot for saying that.
I go, let's get right in the house right fucking now.
Yep. Do you even know what that means?
It's good. I'll show you. Jason says, I'll show you.
I'll show you. Do it. But yeah, so just her and I, and then we did that, and it was fun. And but we were sitting at the table, and we're like, you know, this is weird that, you know, the kids are old enough where they have their friends, and they're doing their shit on their own, and you know.
Well, now's the time.
That time is coming. What?
Just go.
Whatever you want.
Once a week or once every other week, just you two go. I mean,
more than just to Walmart.
Something that's not Walmart grocery
store. Friday or a Saturday or an all day Sunday. I mean, they're old enough, they fend for themselves.
Mm.
Just go.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, maybe.
No. You just said you never get it. To.
We don't.
Now's the time.
What's open on a Sunday that we could go, like, to
does it have eat? Actually,
there's a lot of
what
places.
What do you want to do?
There's a lot of places, I don't know, on
maybe
Sundays.
Maybe go out to eat or something.
Pretty much every restaurant's open Sunday.
Are they?
Yeah. I'm not into wine, but I see a lot of people go to wineries. She's not into wine.
She doesn't.
A lot of bars, they sell food, but even like Ted's, the Sandbar, Schutzy's, there's a lot of them are just local, but they have bands, 1, 2, 3, 4 member bands, that play for 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon.
Yeah. Or go like hit up some breweries.
Yep. Yeah.
Or most breweries around here, distilleries have food. And like there's one in Menominee, Lucette, I think, is the one in Menominee. And it's a brewery, and they have amazing pizza. It's really good. Try out some different kinds of beers. Or honestly, the last time I was there for pizza, I didn't want a beer because I was driving. They have homemade root beer.
Yeah.
So I had a fucking awesome homemade root beer. And
yeah.
I ran into Brad Johnson the other day at the Farmer Fleet.
Okay. He's all married and stuff now.
He is all married now. He's growing up.
Oh.
And he said if you want a good burger, to go down to Fall Creek to the Corner Pub.
Oh, see? There you go. There. Next.
He said that. He said Saturday that, afternoon. He said that fucking burger was, I don't know, whatever that is, 8 inches round or whatever, and he said it was high, and he had to push on it to try to bite it, you know, to
like eat it when you gotta do
and
that.
And he said the grease just run down. He said it was awesome.
There you go. Next Saturday at 2.
I know that, but we can't next Saturday.
Okay, that's fine. Sunday.
Friday.
See? or get weird and go Thursday afternoon for supper.
Ball game.
I mean,
Tanner has a ball game.
Fuck.
We can't do shit till about after July.
He doesn't play on the weekends.
It's almost there.
I know. And then after that, then we can do whatever.
Hmm. Hey, we're on.
Are we on? Are we live? Oh, shit.
What? I don't even know how long that took. What? 25 minutes? 30? Yeah, how long were you in on this?
36
minutes.
I still don't think we've heard what Nate did last week.
Yeah. No. We haven't.
Sal?
Let's see. Monday, it stormed. Tuesday,
okay, ball game. Okay, let's back up. Stormed?
It stormed, yeah.
They canceled the ball game.
It rained for 40 minutes.
They canceled the ball game because of that. Bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Pussies. They canceled golf.
Oh, yeah, see?
Sons of bitches.
So Tuesday, I went to a ball game.
Not on Caddyshack.
Did you finish that? Oh, you split it.
Yeah.
I was the nice. I did split that, yes.
Okay. Well, there's more in there. We got a Hicks cooler, so.
Hicks fridge.
Hicks fridge. Yep.
Brought to you by.
Hello. Yep.
We'll figure that out later.
Yeah, we'll edit something in there. So I'll just
brought to you by Hard Mountain Dew.
Well.
There's nothing more that four thirsty hicks like to drink than hard Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. Goes down smooth.
Big cans.
Small cans. And they are delicious.
Absolutely. For advertising, it's hicks at tailspinthehicks.com. We'd love to hear from you, Mountain Dew.
Yes. That's Pepsi.
With a
PepsiCo, Mountain Dew, you are the best.
With a check would be the preferred check method of.
I mean, even at this point, even if it's not a check, just supply the fucking fridge.
Yeah. Fill up the Hicks fridge, Hard Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get it. Yeah.
For anybody else who wants to supply the Hicks fridge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Start
over.
Fridge next week.
All right. So Tuesday was a ball game. Wednesday had a birthday party. No. Thursday was. Damn it,
I'm done. Thursday was a ball game, but you were not there.
No, that was the one night I was gonna not do.
Did you have a hot date Thursday night?
No, yeah. I was
a little 5-on-1 being the chance.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Suicide wink.
Let's lit some candles and lay it in the bathtub.
Okay, that's too far.
Bubble bath and
time to make some statue socks.
You're making statue socks.
Well, the nice thing about in the bath, anyway. So
washes off easy.
That's why that shower curtain's so crispy.
Yeah. It's like starch. So then Friday. Friday we had
in the bathroom.
I get done at 11:30 on Fridays, so I come home for a little bit. I had someone here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, kind of organizing things and getting rid of a bunch of stuff. And then when she left, is when I decided I was going to make a
Svetlana.
Svetlana. That's when I decided I was going to make a little Mountain Dew run. So I went up to Rice Lake by myself, just cruising out, and they had 5 12 packs of hard Mountain Dew. They had the Baja Blast mix pack. They had 2 regular Baja Blasts, and then I picked up these 4 cans of the hard Mountain Dew. But the 5 12 packs were the last of them. But they were on sale from, I think it was $18.99. They were on sale for $11.99. $12 for a 12 pack. I was like, I'm taking all of these.
That's cheaper than literally drinking water.
Well,
and I can say it's definitely more delicious.
Yeah, yep. So I got 5 12 packs and 4 single cans, and then I was on the way back. I was going through Bloomer, and I got a text message from Chad asking if I wanted to go to the Luda concert because he had an extra ticket.
Yeah.
I said, well, what time does it start? Because if it starts at 7, there's no way I'm going to get from Bloomer home, changed, ready, and get back up to the fair by 7, but he said it was 8 o'clock. So got back, changed my clothes, called up the Lyft ride and had someone take me up there and drop me off, and then went to the Luda show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hung around to watch Contradiction in the beer garden because I messed up.
They're good.
They are, yeah. Everything was fine. Good. I mean, the radio could have been on. I thought I was fine.
Well, yeah, by that point. So Chad comes back with a bucket of beer. And he hands one to me, and he's like, well, you just get the next one. I'm like, oh, you got a bucket or whatever. And I could have sworn he said something about $50. No. And I'm like, Jesus. So that was fine. So we go up, get our seats, we sit down. and it wasn't too far into the show. He was out of his bucket, was gone. So I'm like, oh, no, it's my turn. I got to go. So when I went up there, I had to get the armband, and then I had to get the tickets for the thing. Well, I was under the impression $50 a bucket. So I'm like, I'm going to have more than one, so I bought $100 worth of tickets. Come to find out, I did not need $100 worth of tickets.
No, you
don't. Because the buckets were $25.
Yes.
So that was four buckets of beer that I was going to have to drink.
Yeah. So either a...
How many in a bucket?
Five.
Five. So what I did say, and I might have said it wrong, or amongst the loud music and people around us, I bought $50 worth of tickets because it was 10 beers for $50 or $6 a beer.
Yeah.
But I at per time, it's just you can get it just the bucket. Well, that's what I did. But either way, I think we drink them.
I did not come home with any tickets.
See, yes, yes.
But I was going to have myself a nice little Friday night of drinking maybe one of those 12-packs of Hard Mountain Dew and playing some PlayStation and Suicide Wank, maybe? Who knows? The possibilities were endless at that point.
Yeah.
But I opted for Luda.
Yep.
Thanks for using it. I think we need to take a Friday night sometime and just...
Game.
Drink some beverages and play some video games and pretend like we're, kids. Know, 22 again.
Don't say that. Don't say 22 because I tried that Friday and that was dumb. Not 22.
Yeah, but you'd be in the comfort of whoever's house. You know?
How was that walk home?
That's fucking stupid.
That's a long ways.
Especially when you end up at the Tomahawk Room. So
you went the wrong way.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You walked down to the Tomahawk Room? I don't do it a lot,
okay? Once every 6 months, maybe, really pour her on. Huh. Yeah, I ended up over at Tim's house out front.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a large group there.
Yeah.
And then in that meantime, a guy that I used to work with, Dylan, they were going down to the Tomahawk Room.
Uh-huh.
So we got down there, and then from there, I went home. Yeah. I mean, after I needed more. You know, because once you're full.
You walk from the Tomahawk Room?
I did, right up the hill. Boy, that first two blocks is test the calves.
Yeah.
But you just keep going.
Well, you don't have a choice, really, at that point.
I think the last time I tied one on was my surprise 40th birthday party.
At the VFW.
That was 5 years ago, so that tells you something.
You're due.
Yeah. I don't, I very seldom.
This August for your.
Very seldom do I do that and even drink anymore. I mean, I just.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is.
I just never do. Like, yeah. Even we went out on the pontoon yesterday. I packed two hard Mountain Dews.
Yeah.
And I drank one. The rest of the time I had water. Like,
yeah.
But when I get to that point, like Friday evening, once this train starts and leaves the station, it don't matter if there's. The track is. Off, I'm gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
Until it returns to the station. And that was, apparently that was it. That was Friday night.
Yeah, there's usually not a lot of in between for me. It's, I have one or two, or I make a mess of things.
Yeah.
And it's not very often I make a mess of things, but sometimes.
Oh, we got to get you to make a mess.
Game night. Call then the game night party then is going to be at your house.
Call dinosaurs.
Didn't do that. No, I haven't done that.
Oh, I do that pretty much every time I drink.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's another reason I don't do it all that often.
Yeah.
I honestly think I'm like allergic to alcohol.
Sure.
The first drink I have, like this drink, I can feel my face is just red hot.
Hmm.
And like if I don't power through that, it just gets worse.
Damn.
Yeah.
I remember we were down at Rock Dam, and I don't know, it must have been for your birthday or whatever. This was long
would have been
in December.
I don't know if it would have been for his birthday.
When?
His real birthday is in December.
Yeah, my birthday is in December, so.
Oh.
Is it Pearl Harbor Day?
Yep.
Mm. Well, then maybe it wasn't your birthday, but we were there at Rock Dam anyway. And
I was drinking Limon and Sevens that night.
And I don't know if you went to a titty bar or where you did, but you weren't there the whole night. And
yeah,
you came,
I think some of us did go to...
I think so.
Yeah.
And you came back and you were by that fence up on the top and you were calling.
Oh, yeah.
Dinosaurs.
I was leaning on a tree just puking my guts out.
Uh-huh. Yep. I remember. That's been a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I think before my 40th, a year or two before that, one of my coworkers Some coworkers were going out for something. Somebody's bachelor party. I don't know. So I ended up going out, and it was just one of those, like, I didn't really plan it, and those right. are usually the worst, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're going to be downtown. Like, you know what? I think maybe I'll actually have a few beers. I got an Uber, and it took me downtown to the district, and we started out there and drank a lot of drinks there, and then we went up to the Labor Temple, and that's when stuff got real messy. Sang some karaoke with some girls. I don't even know who they were. I don't remember. And then I just, like, it just hit me. Like, yep, I'm going to be sick. Mm-hmm. So I just went outside, and I'm standing there smoking a cigarette, and they got those big concrete things out in front yeah. there. And I'm just leaning over the top of it with a cigarette in one hand, just horking my guts out, you know. And a couple guys come out to check on me, and they're like, oh, I was like, yeah, don't worry about me. Totally fine. Back in they go. I finished puking, and I was like, puking rally.
Oh, yeah.
Back inside I went.
Absolutely.
Had some more beers. That was a bad idea. Back out I went. Same concrete station. Watered the parking lot again. And then I decided to walk home because I'm only like 2 blocks from the Labor Temple. And that was a long walk. Because it was, so I'm walking down the sidewalk in retrospect, right? Like, I think I'm doing good. But I remember the whole thing, and I know it was left of the sidewalk, right of the sidewalk, left of the sidewalk, right of the sidewalk. Like, if somebody would have been watching, they would have had a good chuckle, because it was definitely a drunk guy stagger.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
You got to do that every once in a while.
Yeah, I don't do it very often.
No.
Let your hair down.
Yep.
Got to have fun once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. was going to tell you, too, last week, the wife almost had to come over and ask to use the bucket.
Whoa.
Ah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the wife and the boy left in the morning, and the boy used the shitter before he left.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know it, but he plugged it up.
Mm.
So I went to take a leak later on in the day, and, of course, the toilet didn't flush, so I grabbed the plunger. And we have a plunger. I mean, it's an actual plunger, but it's more of a decorative, like it's stainless steel and it's nice looking or whatever.
Mm.
It's not really made for business, you know, if you know what I mean. And so I sat there with that plunger for like 20 minutes and I could not get the toilet unplugged.
Mm.
So I'm like, well, all right, after I get done with work, I'll run over to Jacobson's and get a big boy plunger and we'll get this taken care of. So went over to Jacobson's and spent like $30 on a plunger.
Damn.
And came back home and I still could not get it unplugged. It was not.
The fuck was in it?
When I don't know what the deal is with my kid, but like when he shits sometimes, it sounds like you're throwing softballs into the toilet. Like I can hear him in the other room. It's like kaplop, kaplop, you know, like.
Is he standing over top of it?
No, he's sitting down.
Check this out.
And yeah, and then you go in there and look, and it's like, how did this gigantic circle come out of that little tiny asshole? Like, how is that possible? And we've got a super heavy-duty toilet. Like, when we were remodeling our bathroom, we were walking through Menards, and I see a sign on the toilet that says, can flush a whole bucket of golf balls. I was like, that's the one right there. I don't know anything else about it. That's coming home with us. That's the toilet I want. I don't ever want to have to worry about it again.
So golf balls, but not softballs.
Nope, not softballs. But yeah, so I worked on it with the big boy plunger, and I still could not get it undone. And Kristen came home, you know, and I told her, I'm like, you're not going to be able to shit in the house if you need to. It's not happening. And she's like, well, I'm going to have to poop in the morning. I said, well, not here, you're not. Because it ain't going anywhere. And she's like, well, what are we going to do about that? I'm like, well, if I can't get it unplugged, I had ordered some shit from Walmart that's supposed to be like a heavy-duty clog remover or whatever. I'm like, if that doesn't work, I'm going to try and get the snake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't work, we'll have to call a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not what I think it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I'm going to have to poop in the morning. I said, well, you go to the gym in the morning, right? She's like, well, yeah. I'm like, they have a toilet, don't they?
There you go.
Mm. Well, yeah, but it's a small gym. And I'm like, well, tell them to plug their fucking nose. You got business to take care of. It's what a bathroom is for.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. Well, anyways, that night, she woke up in the middle of the night and had to drop a deuce. And she was telling me the next day, she's like, I almost had to pull a Jason and go out in the garage and do a code brownish yellow in a bucket, you know, and I just started laughing. But so then, I don't know, a couple hours later it must have been, I got up to go to the bathroom, and here's shit in the toilet. And I'm immediately pissed off because I'm like, I fucking told her you can't take a shit in here, you know, but she had to go, you got to go, you know. And I don't know if that's what... So anyways, I grabbed the plunger and started working on it again, and I finally got it.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's why, is because there was material in the toilet. I was able to, with the plunger, like, push it down and force... knock out the other blockage. Sure. I don't know. I would never tell my wife that she was the reason I was able to get it unclogged. But, but yeah, luckily I was able to get it unplugged, and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Fiasco.
That's why you have a bucket.
Yep.
For emergencies.
Or the second bathroom.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
Yeah.
But.
Well, we have a bathroom upstairs, but it never gets used. And so the toilet doesn't work because we don't ever use that bathroom up there.
Isn't
there
where
you need me to come over?
No.
Isn't that where your office is?
Yeah.
But you don't use the bathroom up there?
I don't know.
Have you ever thought it's just starting?
Yeah, if the toilet worked, I would.
Get the fucking toilet fixed.
I know. It's just, we never use it, so...
I would use it.
Yeah,
I would come over. Maybe I can just come over to your house.
Sure.
Oh, you're gonna have to.
You're welcome anytime.
Wash your shorts by the time you make it.
I know that'd be long. I'd be.
He wouldn't probably make it here.
I know I wouldn't make it here. I have a hard enough time making it out to the other garage.
I'm doing the garage.
I'm doing the duck waddle.
Move it to the front garage. Or just put a screen up like the old time curtain.
No.
It's fine. I think that could work.
It'll work.
You know what would probably encourage the kids to get out of there when it's time for you to go? Set the bucket right outside the bathroom door and do your business.
Take it in their bedroom. Who's ever on the toilet?
Yeah,
take it in their bedroom.
That is a fucking inspired idea right there.
I like. They're going to be all
shitting the bucket in their bedroom.
No longer are they shitting at home.
Dad's got to go. Sorry, Dad. All right, Tanner. Bucket and me are going to your room right now. We're going to play some Xbox while I do my business.
Yeah.
I bet you that shit would be ended in a hurry.
Yeah, when he comes downstairs and opens his barn door, there I am shitting.
Yeah, oh, tough shit. He knew you were in there.
And plus,
don't you knock?
But, I mean, then you got all those statue socks you could wipe with. You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
You're going to get washed out.
I mean, that's like a built-in handle. Just grab the top, and you got an L, and fuck. You're golden.
So, before we get into news, I have something I want to share.
All right, you're Jewish.
I haven't looked at the closet. No.
Yeah.
Something that I know you guys have been very concerned about for at least the last week.
Who the fuck Gary Allen is?
Concerned?
August 17th. I'll be going to VIP Gary Allen in Corcoran, Minnesota. So I'll be sure to share some
Corcoran, Minnesota.
Corcoran,
they open in a new Arby's there.
7-Eleven,
Maple Grove, Medina.
Welcome to the 7-Eleven, Gary Allen.
So I know you guys have been very concerned about my.
I'm glad you went VIP though.
Oh yeah,
well, I go any
What's
other
that
way?
Cost? An extra $2.50.
Dollars and 50
cents. Yes, $2.50.
I didn't think.
Well, I think it was like $1.75 or
$1.75.
Yeah.
$1.75 for the ticket and $2.50 to go VIP.
Yeah.
You get like free appetizers and shit off the roller grill.
Get some food tickets and food coupons.
So that's an overnight event for you.
Well, it could be. I'm coming back that night.
I'd assume it's overnight because you probably snuggle up with Gary when you're done, don't you?
Or before. It's kind of interesting. So his steel guitar player lives in Osseo, Minnesota, which is it's like 10 miles from where they're playing. So it's kind of a hometown show. It'll be kind of fun.
So you're going?
I'm going.
That's cool.
You know it. All right. So we're going to get into what?
I got something to say, too.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, maybe Chad's coming out. I've inspired him to come out of the closet.
No, it's not that. So we have a new listener. I was informed Friday we have a new listener.
Oh.
Hometown listener.
I think we have new listeners every week.
Oh, do we?
I think so.
Yeah, but from the hometown, like where somebody relays it to us. I don't hear those see those. Her name is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
For the ones that wouldn't know her besides just on here, it's Edinburgh's mom.
Oh,
she thinks it's hilarious. She can't wait for the next ones to come out. Yeah.
Good. Oh, well, that's cool.
So, yeah. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, the first time he said it, I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, fuck. What? You know, like, taken back. So that was pretty cool. Another listener. So
that's cool.
Local listener, I guess.
Nice.
Well, I know Chubbs is always. Has always told me and always told us that he, first thing Monday morning, is he is looking forward to listening to it. Well, then over the weekend, I had heard from one, two, like three or four other people. They're like, yep, Monday morning, I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm like, oh, my, that adds a lot more pressure on Sunday nights because sometimes it takes hours to edit and get it ready to be distributed. And now it's like, boy, now it has to be done because these people are relying on it. And
I know Berg and Jake do too.
Yep.
Jake made the comment that one day he's like something about, I don't know if the video feed wasn't working.
Yeah.
That one or whatever.
It might not have been updated yet.
Jake Schultz.
Oh, Mitch's brother?
Yep.
Does Mitchie listen?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't. I've never really talked to him about it, but I don't think he does.
No?
Nope.
Why the fuck not?
Who fucking knows?
Talk to him.
It's Mitch.
Talk to him.
Yeah, well, I do. I see him every week.
That's what I'm saying. Talk to that sawed-off little fuck and say what's up. That
little Irish bastard.
All right. Yeah, I can do that. I'll see him tomorrow.
I mean, he could even watch us on YouTube if he doesn't want to listen.
Well, he's got fucking time. He works at EDI, you know, on EDI, and now he sucked his way to some corner office club or
little leprechaun.
I don't know. He does something relaxing.
So he's got his own office?
No, it's not. I shouldn't say office. It's a, I don't know, it's like a room, and he pulls the parts, and he's, it has an office in it or whatever.
Wow. Is it like quality?
No, I think he just like puts parts together for them to build parts.
So like he just sits all day and does it, or
from what I understand,
that's right. That's right,
it's climate controlled.
How many phone books does he have to sit on top of?
They just tip a crate up for him. Oh. They don't want to use that much paper.
Yeah,
phone book.
Yeah, what's that?
You need a lot of these.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So yeah, no. There are listeners, and I know some. I don't watch the video, you know, per se. But yeah, no. I know there's a few people like Jake that one day he's like, I couldn't even see your guys' faces. I was like, wow, it's right here, buddy.
You tell Mitch that sawed off little twat that he needs to be listening.
All right.
So before we get into news, we're gonna get into news. But I have some news of my own.
Well, let's do it.
Again?
Oh, God.
Yeah. We already know you're going to see Alan.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I got the most important news out of the way.
Okay.
Must have missed that part.
Milton Teagle Simmons died yesterday.
Oh, Richard
Simmons. Richard Simmons.
Really?
Real name, Milton Teagle.
Hmm.
Yep, Richard Simmons died yesterday. And
how old was he?
72.
What's her name? Died
Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, as I say, Shannon Doherty died too.
90210.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her.
She's pretty famous.
Yeah, that's why I don't know her.
Even Jason knew her.
Yeah,
he probably looked it up on his new phone.
I doubt that.
Right.
Yeah, he pulled it right out. He showed me this week.
Wow. What kind of phone did you get?
This one right here.
A cell phone.
I know, but I was really more asking Nate than I was
asking. It's a black phone? It looks like this?
Yeah. I assume Nate helped you set it up.
So I think it's a Samsung.
Samsung. See, you know.
I don't know.
Hello, Moto.
Did you know you can talk to your phone, Jason?
No. I know I can talk on it. No, like, if I call you and then you answer?
You can talk to it. Say,
the telephone.
Hey, Google, blah, blah, blah.
Holy buckets.
You probably weren't supposed to look at that app.
No. That's an S24 Plus. Holy cow.
Whoa.
You
fucking move top right of the line. On.
Jeez. No shit. It's way more phone than you need.
Hell yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
that's their brand new. Out flagship. I'm like,
even I only have an S23.
The people that are on their phone like for work and business, that's what they use.
Jeez. I'll trade you. I got the S22 Ultra. We can swap.
Wow.
Okay.
Look at this guy just shooting up.
Not that it's
I went from a flip phone, I mean, to this, so.
Yeah.
Why not?
Trading in that 1947 Corolla.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. It wasn't working. It wasn't charging.
Fancy.
Son of
a wow.
Son of
a I don't know what any of that. All what the are you stuff guys
that it can do and it won't do any
no,
of
that. No, boy, but he would be amazed if he sat down for 1 hour with somebody.
An hour?
30 minutes.
No.
No, if he sat with somebody for 30 minutes and just seen what it could do, like not actually be able to do it himself.
Yeah.
But somebody would be like, hey, look what this does or this does.
Uh-huh.
You would be... There's shit I find on my phone still, and I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck? Really?
Do you know who that person is?
The guy next to you?
Oh. No.
Oh.
It would be probably Tanner.
Oh, yeah,
Tanner probably knows just as much.
How to get on all that stuff?
To do all... Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Oh. Oh, maybe. Then.
Pornhub and... I mean, what? Apps. Apps.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Only... I can do that on this phone?
Yeah, you can watch Slutvana on your phone.
OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could have done it on your old phone, too.
Look at him. He's pressing harder. Yeah.
Who needs Lacey in her hot Tua?
Yeah.
Tua. Tua.
Lacey, here's $20. Go get yourself a pizza.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to spend more time together. Shut up.
Downloaded a new app.
Oh my God. Jason disappears into the bathroom with a bucket of Vaseline.
Vaseline.
And his new cell phone in a plastic baggie so he doesn't get it dirty.
The kids are going to be the ones on the bucket now.
Dad, get out of the bathroom.
Dad!
Shut up!
Hang on! I'm done. All right, I'll be right out.
Okay. Well, when you got time, then I guess you're going to have to show me all that stuff.
There is some good things too.
Thanks,
though.
Chad.
You're welcome. Well, you got to have a few days coming off, don't you?
No.
No. Okay. A group effort. Well, each week we can bring
you're
you.
You're not
a new
doing
app.
Anything August 17th worthwhile. You could help with that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually going to be having a thrift sale.
Don't have it that fucking day.
Yeah.
On the 17th.
Yeah.
You're not here.
Well, thrift sale, you probably start at like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and we could have it until
noon
on that
Saturday.
That's
what time normal people probably start. You're not going to be up that early.
I didn't say I was going to run the thrift sale. I said I'm having one.
Oh, okay. My bad. Mom coming over to take care of that for you?
You know it.
I'll have to...
Duh!
Her favorite nephew will have to bring some shit over.
She'll tuck you in. Well, now you know you got...
Tuck you in. Wait, you're only having it one day?
No. It'll be... I don't know if we'll do Thursday. I don't think... Just looking at it right now, I don't think there's enough.
Mom's
stuff
got
to
check her schedule,
days, but for sure Friday and then Saturday morning.
Well, Friday's a pretty big day, so
yeah. So Friday, I get done 11:30, but I'll probably
Karen
take
will
off
tuck mom in at Karen will tuck Nate in at Thursday night, and then she'll head out to his garage and start getting stuff set
tagging
up
all this shit.
Yeah,
I'll bring my stuff tagged, save her stuff.
She'll come in with a little urinal bucket about 2 a.m. Nathan, do you need to pee? Mom's got the can. Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know about this.
All right, so I got to have my shit here by the 15th.
Yeah. Okay. If you got anything that you want to sell, got a couple weeks. So.
Perfect.
Nice.
Well, I'd say we got probably 15 minutes.
Okay.
Do we want to do news or do we want to do deep thoughts from the bucket?
We can do deep thoughts from the bucket.
Deep thoughts.
Yeah.
Pile up a.
Let me log
fire up
in.
Your,
let me log into the
connecting to the internet.
Deep thoughts.
I'm logging in.
Oh yeah.
From Jason's bucket.
Here it is.
Here we go.
We were. Was it Tuesday night at the ball game? You had to write something down.
This is it.
Oh shit! I've been waiting for this. I'm intrigued. I'm curious.
And this is how this happens. It just shit just pops into my head, and I gotta get it down. Yeah. And I was excited.
Yeah. We were sitting there, and all of a sudden, he's like, "Lacey, I need a piece of paper and a pen." And
now you could do that on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I told him that. I showed him even the note. Remember, I showed you on mine how there's an app that's called the Note.
Notes.
It's the same thing, but digital.
Oh,
I showed you.
Well, this works too.
Yeah, well,
I didn't even lose it. Look at guys. I mean, you guys lose your phone and wallets and shit. I got this from Tuesday yet. So it's just a piece of paper.
Deep Another. Thoughts from the bucket.
So here it is.
Here we go.
If somebody's riding your ass, do you let them pass or do you speed up?
Now, we need
not
to
ver- like that. Like yeah, when you're okay, Chad, when you're, let me rephrase this.
When you're driving,
yeah, if, when you're vehicle. When you're driving in a, your vehicle, and somebody's really right up on your ass, do you let them like just say ah fuck it, you know, go around or whatever, or you start speeding up, and then you're next thing you know, you're going way over the speed limit, or you know, like if they're trying to pass you, do you speed up a little bit just to say fuck you, guy, or whatever? But that's my that's what my thought was.
That come to you while watching a
yeah,
ball game?
Say, yeah. What?
How, oh, I got one more too. Oh,
okay.
Well, I would say for me, that's it's kind of this. The moment that it's taking place. If I'm going the speed limit or I'm speeding myself and they're speeding, I'm fine with that, but do it the right way. You pass me. You don't have to ride my ass.
Right.
If you ride my ass for too long or like you have plenty of opportunities to go around, go. Or, you know, and that's fine, but if not and you are, you know, you're being a dipshit or something, as you
they're now, being a cunt, like David would say,
yeah. Dumb cunt. I will, as soon as I see them go into the other lane, there will be a little tick, 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 tick on the plus on the steering wheel to go faster.
Yeah,
that's fun. Mm-hmm. But typically, if they're doing it the right way, and they want to go 10 over instead of the 7 I'm going over.
Right.
Go ahead, I don't give a fuck. Go.
Yeah.
Get the cops before I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
I guess for me, it kind of depends on the situation and the mood that I'm in.
Yeah.
If we're on like a 2-lane highway and, you know, it's the type of deal where I'm hindered by the person in front of me, so I can't go any faster, and we're in the left lane and we're still going by slower vehicles in the right lane, and they ride my ass. And also, it depends on how bad they're riding my ass, too.
Sure.
Like, are they just a little close, or are they, you know, licking the fucking bugs off my bumper,
right.
You know. It all depends. You know, obviously, if they want to go faster and I can get over into the right lane, like, I'll try and get over. Or if they're really being a dickhead, I may just pull up next to a semi, go and listen to speed limit and set my cruise and say, fuck you, buddy.
Right. Yeah.
Until I've decided that there's been enough punishment.
And then I have a whole car full, whole line backed up.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'm probably pretty similar, except for the semi thing. I don't think I've ever done that or thought of that.
No, I would never do that.
I would be
either.
Afraid of getting shot. Or
I heard about that from a guy. I'd never do that.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, it depends. And the only reason why I thought of this is because we went down to the Dells, and it's all orange barrels from Osseo all the fucking way down to the Dells, at least that. But
damn.
It just kind of came to my brain. But, like, you know, if I'm going up north and I got the trailer on with the four-wheeler lawnmower and I'm going, and I'm never in a hurry, so I'm doing the speed limit, but you don't have to ride my ass, fucking pass me.
Right.
You know? And in that situation, no, I wouldn't speed up. I'll just let them go around and so be it, you know, whatever. But if I'm just going up there and somebody's riding my ass, yeah. They go out to try to pass me. Yep. I'm going to give her a little juice and make them work for it, I guess.
I will say, though, that if I'm driving behind someone that's going, I mean, a speed limit or maybe a little above, but maybe not quite fast enough, and I'm behind them, and then I have a car behind me that's kind of riding my ass, I'll kind of move over just a little bit enough to let them know, to see ahead, to be like, I'm not the one.
Yeah.
It's that guy. And then I'll pull back over just to let him know, like, hey, I'm not the one. It's the guy in front of me.
I agree with that.
See, I do that with my trailer, too. My trailer might get over into the gravel a little bit for a little ways.
To let them know that it's the truck pulling the trailer.
Yep. Just to let the rocks kind of kick up a little bit. You know, that happens, too, sometimes.
Sure.
You know,
but it's a wider base than your truck.
It is
tire.
A wider
base.
And
fault.
It's not that. It's not. It's just that it just kind of drifted over really there. Into
trying
the,
to send a text message and just accidentally.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
I can see that.
Yeah, so my back tires and my trailer might be on the gravel for a quarter mile or something.
Sure.
But anyway, that's what that's what I do. Next thought is
another option is brake checking, and I've done that a lot.
Yeah. That can really get dangerous, I think.
If it's a real nice ride, I'm not as scared to break Jacob.
Yeah, and I'm...
They have insurance for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And now, I mean, not that it would ever lead to that, but, you know, I have a little more than a pen in the car if things go south.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, if someone speeds by you, knowing there's a lane ahead closed ahead of you, do you speed up and not let them in, or do you let them in? You know, like if they go speeding up, you know, so the example is, you got the sign saying
left lane closed
or whatever, yep. And about 100 feet past that sign, there's an arrow pointing to get over, and then 100 feet past that, there's the orange barrels that start moving the lanes over, and there's always that one dickhead mm-hmm. who thinks he can speed by everybody and mm-hmm. pull right in there. Well, I'm always looking way far ahead, and I can see the traffic is backing up, and they're pretty much not stopped, but pretty close to it because everybody's trying to get merged in there. But now when that guy goes flying by and is now stopped at the barrels with his blinker on, nobody ahead of me is letting them in.
Yeah.
I sure the fuck ain't going to.
Nope.
So, agreed. But
I agree with your sentiments 100%. However,
are you that asshole who goes
flying by? No, I'm not. I'm always the same way. I see the sign, you know, pay attention.
Yeah.
However, technically, what that guy's doing is what is intended to be done. It's called zipper merging. And that is how that's supposed to work. Both lanes are supposed to stay in both lanes. And then as it closes down, it's like a zipper where every other should be merging. And that's how that's intended to be. But nobody does that except for the assholes, you know, who want to get ahead.
Well, and they're not doing it. I'm sure they're not doing it for most of them, right reasons.
I'm sure are not either. But technically, that's called zipper merging. And that's what they are supposed to do is... If both lanes of traffic just keep moving forward, and as you get to the narrow down, the neck down, you zipper merge, you don't have a mile and a half of traffic backed up because everybody in that mile and a half is trying to get over, and then chick, 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 it you know, stacks up backwards.
Well, that kind of thing, when you said the zipper merge, you ever see the movie Something About Mary?
Yeah, I sure have.
And that's what's going to happen. That's what
Frank.
Yeah. And that's what happened to those guys.
I will sit in my car and yell at don't you let that fucker in. Right? Don't you dare let that motherfucker in.
Yep.
And I mean, I am 4 inches off the bumper.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
There are no fuck. I don't even put that fucking blinker on and stare at me all fucking day long. I will not let you in this fucking spot.
Absolutely. Right?
I will get in a traffic accident before I let you in.
I will total my truck out for that. Yeah.
Technically, yes, that's what they should be doing.
See, that goes... That goes back to the listeners learning some knowledge. I learned that now.
That's what should and it does make sense. If everybody did that, you know, then at the end you could just boop, you know, you know and you let them in.
But, I know, but also a mile back it says get the fuck over because the left lane's closed.
True.
So as soon as I see that, guess what?
Same thing.
I'm moving over.
Yep.
Right. All right.
Yep. Same thing.
Something's going on up there.
And then every time those people are like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Think you can sneak ahead of the front of the line, you know, and then you watch people let them in. It's like, don't let that motherfucker in.
Yeah, right.
But that's what they're supposed
to do. So Friday I had gotten the Lyft ride or Uber or whatever, and I told Chad, I said, I think the guy came straight from Mexico, like jumped the border, stole a truck, come up here and got on Lyft. Because, I mean, he was Mexican guy, which fine, whatever. He spoke English is fine. But he had, you know, the big cowboy hat thing on and big old truck.
How do you drive a vehicle with a cowboy hat?
I don't know.
That back brim has got to be banging off the headrest.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But we get into downtown Chippewa going to the fair, and the traffic was backed up from the fairgrounds coming down the hill past Liney's, back down the one way behind the courthouse, back to the car wash, all the way back to the car wash. It was backed up that far.
I would have saw that and just said, turn around and take me home.
Well, see, when you're at that intersection right there, you take a right and you go up
and
the hill.
Tried telling him. But
not on Friday, you didn't want to.
Why did they?
Because that part of the road was up to Grand Avenue Hill by Quick Trip. With traffic, and down that hill.
Down State Street?
Yeah, because that's the way we went. The cheat code, I said to Andy, I said, hey, take a right. Yep, we just got up Grand Avenue, took a left, boom, traffic stopped.
So where I was going to tell him to go up the, and it wasn't Grand Ave, it's Columbia, maybe whatever the next block down.
Yeah, that's the street.
Yep. So just as we were getting to that point, I was going to tell him to go up that hill, thinking it would make it a lot easier because I could see the cars go the whole way down. And before I had a chance to do that, he got over into the left lane, and I'm like, that's an interesting strategic move.
It's a bold strategy. Yeah. That's if it pays off.
I'm kind of curious to see how this is going to work. And then he, like, went driving down, and I'm like, I wonder if he doesn't know that once you get up there, only the right lane can turn right. The left lane has to turn left.
Yeah.
But we got, I don't know, maybe two, three blocks right to almost by the courthouse, and he started just doing what we were talking about, what we hate.
Yeah.
And I was in that vehicle of, I could imagine 40 cars being like, don't let that fucker in. And I'm just like, oh my God, please don't anybody shoot me.
And I was just going to say,
sir, I'm an elected official.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And it was, I mean, he had no fear. He just kind of, slowly but surely just kind of moved in where he wasn't, the car behind us was either going to have to hit us or let us in. Like, there wasn't a choice. And we got, I mean, so saved ourselves. I mean, in reality, it probably saved us 3 minutes, you know. But yeah, that's that.
So you pulled a something about Mary move.
Ooh, huh? I did not like it. Yeah, we zippered right in there.
Well, I bet you hated every second.
Oh
of
Oh my God, I was.
I can just imagine
it.
You in that car.
It's so funny.
Just sweat.
Oh, it was terrible.
Just take him for a ride any fucking time. I don't care if it's from here to Walmart. It could be today, sunny, bright, no traffic. That motherfucker is the most nervous person I know.
I've never Mine noticed that when him and I have ridden together.
No, oh my God. Watch his right leg or left leg.
No.
He is nervous as a motherfucker.
No, because it's a lot it's with awesome. You, Chip.
Why?
Well, here, let me do an impression of how you drive.
I look up.
That's exactly how you drive.
I mean, you have the ability to look up my record. How many accidents have I been in?
He's never driven with me like that, ever.
How many accidents have I ever been in?
I don't know. One, for sure.
One, and that's because the dumb fucker thought there was a train coming that wasn't there that day. He's probably dead, so rest in peace.
That would make me nervous.
But what's funny, though...
No, you gotta look. It's not... Just because you're doing this... Doesn't mean your eyes are glued to it. I can go like this and a lot of shit like that.
I'll have to go back on the audio thing, but I'll find the spot exactly where you tell him. You know, you can run your phone from your voice.
Yeah, no, that was Ben,
or somebody said it.
Not an all ass.
So here's something. Fucking guess what I have in my car now?
I would imagine a driver.
Yep. I have
Mr.
Alexa.
Belvedere.
An Alexa?
An Alexa in the car.
She ain't going to be able to look up shit that I want
She will tell you, and all you got to do, you're driving along, you just said, Alexa, what's the weather? She'll tell you the weather. She'll tell you the traffic updates.
You
She'll
can do that with Google, too. Hey, yeah. Google.
Yep.
Or, and that's on your Samsung?
Yeah. Well, this, you don't even have to have the app open. It's just the separate little microphone thing that is connected Bluetooth to your phone.
It's not even that big a deal.
No, it's super safe to drive and look at your phone.
I don't always look at it.
He's never done that with me. All the demos
I'm guessing because
to?
He knows what would be said.
No, I know. I hear it all the time. Well, not all the time. Because it's... Yes, I do. I'm on my phone, but it's not like... It's not like, you know, in traffic or 7-8 cars zooming by me in front of me or,
you know... It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I do. Good fuck, I do it all the time.
I do. Except at work.
You're the ass who I will not let in.
When I
see you on your phone, fuck you, get to
For
the back
what?
Of the line.
Oh, I don't do that. Because I'm the same way.
I'm pretty sure you just said I do that.
Yeah.
What, no, on my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, but have to
zipper in
or shit? No, I don't do that. I wait. I'll wait in that line because that pisses me off too.
Well, plus you got more time to fuck around on your phone.
Yeah, because then you can go slow and you can concentrate on your phone.
On the Candy Crush.
Just going to do one of these quick looks.
Come on, I need to hit three more levels.
Yeah. For as concentrated as you are on your phone, though, when we do get the text messages, you're like, oh, that, you know, that autocorrect voice texting.
Yeah.
I'm like, bullshit, you don't use voice text.
Bullshit.
You're buried head deep into that. You're like a sandhill crane with its neck buried.
How many times?
Ostrich. Or whatever the ostrich, all right, whatever.
Before the case is closed, how many times have you been in an accident when I was driving?
None.
How many times have I been in your car when you drive and you had an accident?
That had the cell phone.
How many?
Was, cell phone
how many,
was not
sir,
one.
How many? Case closed. Thanks. Next.
Well, case next. Is not closed.
I just closed it.
Okay. Well, that's your closing argument, but you're still found guilty. So
I don't look it suck. Up. Look it up. But speaking of that,
how do you do that when you're on Lyft? How? What are the? Do you do that when you're driving Lyft?
No, because then you don't get 5 stars.
Oh Jesus!
And the tips go down. So you put it in a mount.
You should have a mount anyway.
I do.
Right here. God gave you one.
Yeah, you had another hand.
That's no, why Chad can't have manual transmission because he's got to have a free hand for his phone.
Not true. Well, at work I don't. I'm not on my phone at work because that's a no-no.
It should be in a regular car, too.
Yeah, but when you can potentially haul, you know, 60, 70,000 pounds, it's a lot more dangerous.
Yeah, that's way more...
The way you can kill people.
Yeah, way more important than my life in your vehicle.
You can kill people without the fucking phone.
It's
a lot less likely.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but I think that texting and driving is more dangerous than drunk driving.
Yeah, I would almost...
Because there's... I think there's way more people that text and drive than drink and drive.
I've texted and drove a few times, but it's I've only done it when I'm on the highway and there's like no other cars around me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're on straight
right.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Bullshit. If I'm in town or if I'm on the highway and there's traffic around me, like I'll just wait. Yeah.
Sure.
You know. Yeah. Or I actually have it set up on my phone where I don't remember what I have to type in because I rarely do it, but I just type in like 2 letters and it's pre-programmed to send the message. I'm driving. I'll get back to you shortly.
Yeah,
you can have that actually set so that when you are driving,
yeah,
it automatically replies with that.
Yeah,
not me.
No, I'll get Chad's back. Like,
oh,
I'll send you oh, someone sent me a message. I might as well check it right now.
Well, yeah, that's why they text me. Duh. Yeah. But on that note, I think it was 4 or 5 weeks ago we talked about that guy that got pulled over. He was on a Zoom meeting or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, pulled into the parking lot. Yeah.
Appointment. Comes to find out, he actually had a license. The state never whatever they got to do, did their end on the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had a license the whole time.
Huh.
So, yeah, I seen that on whatever. Well, I was driving. I was reading the news.
Yeah.
And it turns out that after, like, they... whatever did some looking and because they were going to book him in jail that night for breaking his bond but it turns out he actually had a license the whole time.
Well, it still happens more than you I mean that was just case to bring it to attention, but it happens a ton,
right?
Actually,
see, if I get a text and I'm driving, I'll try to look at it, and I really have a harder time doing that.
Well, you got to put your glasses on first
and then I call you.
Well, you call it regardless.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it don't matter if you're driving or not.
Yeah, because I see a 5-0 driving with his phone in his ear. Must be legal for me to do it, too.
It's not.
I think you can talk on him, yeah.
You can talk on him.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm talking.
Oh, yeah.
But you can go hands-free with that, too. Oh, yep. You got to get a new stereo in your truck. Something that has Bluetooth. Your truck doesn't have Bluetooth on it, does it?
It sure does.
Now you know.
Now you have.
But I shut it off because I hate fucking talking to that thing.
That's fine.
That's why I have a phone.
It is tough to have a conversation with somebody with their Bluetooth in their vehicle.
It sucks. I hate it.
I think it's hard to understand. It is.
I don't know. Then I guess you'll have to call back because. It would be don't call back. Fucking send me a text message like a normal person.
Next red.
I do. I'll text a person about 2 times after that. You're getting a fucking call.
It's about your Mac.
And then you're going to get it solved.
Yeah. Or, you know, people who walk around talking on their cell phone while it's on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your favorite.
Rip that fucking phone out of your hand and shove it right up your fucking prison wallet.
You should have seen everybody at the fair doing that. I don't understand.
Speakerphones?
Yeah.
So stupid.
So walking like this. Where are you? I can't hear.
Nobody wants to listen to your fucking conversation.
No. I don't know. What the fuck, dude? Just put it to your ear, and then you can hear the son of a bitch.
I got a phone call while I was being waited for, while someone was waiting for me, or to try to find each other at the fair.
Yeah.
I think I was probably about this close until he realized I was standing right next to him.
Yeah, I heard it was loud and lots of people, though, so it was hard.
He was several buckets in already?
Well, he was. I know they came from Burley's, so they were drinking.
Turned around, that fucker was standing right there.
Right next to him.
Yep. Snuck up on you like an
ninja. I hung up, though. I hung up on him.
Yeah. Well, you dumbass. Or you dickhead. Or
I don't know what I said, but either way.
You dumb dink.
You dumb dink.
He was right there.
Dumb dink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to... we'll have to get to news next week.
Sounds good.
So... Okay. In the meantime, go out to Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts,
YouTube, all the places.
YouTube, leave comments, rate us, subscribe, like, subscribe.
Email. Smash that like button.
Smashing the like button.
Share it with everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And good and bad emails are welcome.
Yeah. Four-star rating. Send us some emails. Yeah. Let us know what you think.
Four or five-star rating.
Are we ever going to get a five from you?
Go to Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com and get some shirts and sweatshirts.
We did actually just got a
get
shirt.
Some swag.
Is that what they call it now?
Yeah,
Caleb merch. Got a shirt?
Yeah, he bought the shirt that says, it's hard to get 3 inches of dick through 7 inches of clothing or something along those lines. It was whatever the shirt phrase says. So,
I didn't even know we had that shirt.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch.
Go check it out. Get order one for yourself, and then the ones you don't know, order ones for those guys.
Yeah, get them a present.
Pre-Christmas presents. Yeah. Start ordering now. Family and friends, Tales from the Hicks merch.
Beat the rush. Yeah.
And I'm assuming probably next week we'll maybe start another giveaway.
Yeah, possibly. Something exciting.
I don't know if we'll do... we're getting a bag.
Oh, yeah, we're getting something different, aren't we?
A bag, and I think there's a coffee mug that's coming in, so we'll be getting those. Ooh, that'll be on the table for as something to win.
So. Right,
nice.
Cool.
And that'll be the same in the Facebook like.
So what do they got to do? What do they got to send an email to?
We'll talk about it, I would imagine, for...
Next week, once we get the stuff.
That way they can see it and lay out exactly what has to
be
done.
Rules are,
for the followers.
And generally it's like the status, share the status, or share the page, and then comment on there with everyone you know.
And especially and the ones you don't
tag people you don't know.
Yeah, tag
random people.
Put in,
maybe we'll get something fun in there too.
Yeah. Ex brother in laws, you know, people, friend, kindergarten friends.
Shit, yeah. Tell your first grade teacher.
Yeah, the guy at Walmart, tag him in it.
Yeah, there you go. Give him a sticker.
I'm
not going to.
Oh,
wow.
Were you there this morning?
I was.
All right, you'll have to tell us about it. And I can't wait to hear it. All right, until then.
Peace.
All right, adios.
Have a good day.
Later. Bye.